Vermilion County State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey said she wanted to ensure that the board had been properly advised as to the law. I think last month some board members were unclear, said Lacey. The Vermilion County Wind and Solar Committee had earlier recommended all three site applications be approved, and the county board was told it must abide by those recommendations by state law. County board member Jerry Hawker explains why he voted no on all three of the applications during the Tuesday evening meeting.
Well, my big concern is that we have the governor and the state legislature passing a law saying that the county board cannot vote against the regulation for the solar farms here locally. And I'm adamantly against that. Plus, we have had absolutely a large number for several months of constituents here saying they're against it.
Each of the applications approved contains certain conditions that must be met, but Becky Miller is among citizens who spoke wanting more conditions.
My personal recommendation is the county hire someone to do a wildlife study, and then the solar company can fund that if they really want this project to go through. Another condition I would recommend is a new economic impact study. That the county chooses who does that, let the solar company pay for it.
Clayton Maddox is a sixth-generation farmer who has concerns about the proposed 1,400-acre commercial solar project in southwest Vermilion County.
I'm not against necessarily renewables in general. It just needs to find a place that's more advantageous for those sources to be at rather than Class A, best farmland in the world. I think there's a place for them for sure, just not the best soil in the world.
All three of the projects must still obtain a construction permit from the county before proceeding. Those projects include Mural Energy LLC's proposal for a 180-megawatt commercial solar energy facility on approximately 1,433 acres of land in Jamaica and Vance Townships. That's in southwest Vermilion County. Also, Woodyard Solar LLC, now known as Ridge Farm Renewables LLC, they plan for a 4-megawatt commercial solar energy facility on about 25 acres of land. It would be erected along West Woodyard Avenue in Ridge Farm. And CVE USIL Ridge Farm is a proposed 5-megawatt commercial solar facility. It would be located about 1 mile west of Ridge Farm. It would be located on about 62 acres, but only about 26 of those are expected to be used for the project. The county board members were split as they voted Tuesday. For example, on the largest project, the 1,400-acre Mural Energy proposal, the vote was 12 yes, 8 no, 2 voted present, 3 abstain, and 2 were absent. I'm Bill Pickett.